This is Coffee at KYUK, conversation between friends and neighbors. Come in and have a cup.
Good morning. Joining me for the first 5 minutes of coffee this morning is Dave from the National Weather Service, here to talk about breakup on the Yukon. We've got a short time, so Dave, why don't you just jump in and tell us what you saw yesterday on your flight?
Yeah, good morning. Yesterday, the Riverwatch team flew directly from Bethel to the Russian mission Ice Jam. There had not been much change from Tuesday to Wednesday with the jam. It consists of about 2-3 miles of in-place sheets, about 10 miles downriver of Russian, followed extending upriver about 60 miles of just jammed up chunks and sheets. Unfortunately, though, the degree of backwater above the jam continued to increase. Water levels were rising at Holy Cross with the entire runway completely underwater, including the apron visible in both the morning flight and as we went by in the afternoon. Additionally, water levels were increasing at Anvik and in Grayling. You know, the challenge is when this thing is going to release and determining when it does. Most ice jams usually last just a few days. This one is going on day 4. So we expect something to happen here in the next, probably 24, 48 hours.
And have other villages started to flood as well? I know there's flood warnings for a few outside of Holy Cross.
Yeah, Holy Cross is definitely the one with the most significant flooding. The concern, though, with downriver is when this ice jam does release, there'll be a pretty quick surge of water at Marshall and down at Pilot Station. So flood watches are out for those locations.
And what do you expect to see flying today? I'm assuming that you guys are weather, dependent as always. What do you expect to see as you fly over the Yukon?
We're on go to fly here in about 2 hours. We're hoping to see some movement in this ice jam. There was an increase in water overnight at the Pilot Station gauge, and that may be an indicator of some shifting and hopefully potential that the jam released at Russian, but we haven't heard any reports.
Great. Is there anything else that people should know as they, hopefully wait for water to go down, but also prepare for more flooding?
Yeah, definitely downriver from the jam. We had a satellite image that had over 1,000 square miles of inundated low area, towards the Noko, east of the Yukon, and all that water is going to drain rapidly, and there'll be a big surge coming down the river below Russian Mission when it releases.
And how is the ice looking? Is it looking like it's deteriorating at all?
It's definitely deteriorating. It would be nice if we had more, a little bit more sun and 10 degrees warmer, but definitely below Russian Marshall area, there's large open leads. The ice is dark. It's a little bit whiter and stronger looking at Pilot, but we did have a report this morning that there was some movement at Pilot Station.
Well, great. Thanks for coming on and giving us these updates. Hopefully we can have you on again tomorrow to update on the conditions of the river so that we can make sure everyone is staying safe up on the Yukon.
Thank you.
That was Dave with the National Weather Service. You can catch these special edition coffee at KYUK's with the National Weather Service here on KYUK. We'll take a short break and head over to Sam and Therese in a few minutes. Joining us for the rest of Coffee this morning is KYUK Samantha Watson talking with Therese Vicente. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Gabby, and thank you to Dave for that update. Therese, thank you so much for being here this morning. I'm excited. We're talking about a new project. It's a website that the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission is a part of. I'm wondering if you could start by telling us a little bit about the groups behind this project and what this project is for folks.
Yeah, gladly. Good morning, Sam and KYUK. Thanks for having me. My name is Therese Vicente, and I work with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission here in Bethel. As you mentioned, the Intertribal Fish Commission on the Kuskokwim has joined together with the Association of Village Council Presidents and the Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commission under the umbrella of the Arctic Yukon Kuskokwim Tribal Consortium. It's a group of our regional intertribal organizations dedicated to protecting salmon and protecting the traditions of salmon people in the Arctic, Yukon, and Kuskokwim regions. This group has existed for over 20 years now, and there have been different organizations in its membership over those decades. Koerik Inc. was a founding member, as was the Tanana Chiefs Conference. And in 2022, both the Yukon and Kuskokwim Fish Commissions joined in. So now it's our three organizations. And as you mentioned, we recently launched a website, salmonpeople.org, as one of our initiatives to communicate the humanitarian crisis that's unfolding because of the salmon ecosystem collapse in our region in Western Alaska. Any one of our listeners knows that salmon are no longer abundant as they once were, and the restrictions that have been put in place on subsistence fishers, on in-river commercial fishers, have been having really devastating impacts to the communities along our rivers. And these impacts also ripple out into the wider ecosystem too. And that holistically affects our people's health, our people's harvesting and hunting and gathering, people's cultures, languages. And so our organizations have joined together to try to engage in political action and political advocacy to help the salmon and help our salmon people. But we also are working to communicate this story, you know, the story of the collapse, but also the stories of the very resilient salmon people that live in this region.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, just even looking at the website, you know, I think there are a lot of resources that, you know, that talk about this crisis, like, as, you know, through these organizations. But this one, which is also, you know, a compilation of those big resources, it just looks very user friendly. It's there's a lot of visuals, and it just, I don't know. Could you tell me a little bit about the approach? And, you know, one of the bigger tabs is stories, and, you know, why kind of use this method, or you know, when you're talking about communicating, you know, information about this thing, you know, why choose this vehicle, and what is your goal for that?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, there's a number of ways to tell stories. You as a reporter know that, you know, there's news articles, there's books, there's gatherings. Our organizations for a number of years have been organizing tribal leaders from our region to go to various advocacy meetings like the North Pacific Fishery Management Council, the Federal Subsistence Board, to testify, to help tell the story of what's going on and what needs to happen to be able to bring back salmon and bring back salmon fishing and support salmon people. But we realize there's a need to share these stories to a broader audience. I mean, internationally, nationally, but even within Alaska, unless you're on the front lines of this, you know, in one of our rural communities, experiencing the effects of salmon fishing restrictions and closures and shrinking salmon sizes and the impacts of bycatch and trawling, there's a lot of Alaskans that don't know what's happening mm-hmm. along the Yukon River, along the Kuskokwim River, when it comes to salmon. So we thought that one of the ways we could help communicate this story was putting together the salmonpeople.org website. And yeah, you mentioned there's a section dedicated to stories about salmon from our region. There's some that we've helped write, some featured stories, but we've also been compiling various news publications and other publications, opinion pieces from leaders in our region, and putting them there in an effort to make this website like a central hub for salmon news and salmon stories from the Arctic Yukon Kuskokwim region. There's also sections on this website to learn about opportunities to share your own story, to learn more about different advocacy opportunities happening, different issues that are affecting salmon and salmon people. There's a place to sign on to different comment letters. There's also a section with some upcoming meetings that folks might be interested in attending or listening to or learning more about. So I will note salmonpeople.org is it's a developing resource. We were so excited to put it together. We wanted to share it with the world and with the people here on our rivers as a, you know, a hub, a place for them to go to learn more. But we're still working on it. We're still bringing it to life. We're still expanding it. And we're taking ideas too, if there's something that could be useful for people to know, locally and more broadly too.
Yeah. Oh, it's kind of like a toolbox almost.
Exactly.
These things. Yeah,
exactly.
I know you mentioned this a little bit earlier, you know, when you're talking about, yeah, there's people who live in our state who aren't aware of these crises that people here, you know, are living firsthand. When you think about like who salmonpeople.org is for, who would you direct there if people have questions about X, Y, and Z? Like who are you saying like, this is where you can find that information?
I really think it's for everybody. You know, there's, for people, say in the YK Delta, KYUK listeners, there's resources about what upcoming meetings are happening that you might want to flag for your tribal president or for your grandma or for your son or daughter who's an emerging leader to listen in and learn or to testify remotely or in person. It's also for people, say, in Anchorage or even Fairbanks, which is in the Yukon drainage. But I've personally talked with people in Fairbanks that have had no idea about the salmon crisis on the Yukon. So it's for people in other regions of Alaska who don't know what's happening. They want to learn more. What does it mean to be a salmon person? You know, what is actually happening? What can I do to help? It's for media professionals, for journalists, for reporters, for funders, for anyone with an interest in supporting traditional ways of life and supporting salmon restoration and really restoration of the Bering Sea ecosystem. You know, our rivers are connected with the Bering Sea. They start with the Bering Sea. They end with the Bering Sea. It's, you know, we're seeing these almost a collapse of the Bering Sea ecosystem, rivers to sea. And we think salmon is a central part of that. Without salmon, we can't have a healthy rivers to sea Bering Sea ecosystem. And we can't have healthy salmon people without salmon. So anyone who's interested in learning more about that in learning more about how salmon people from our region are speaking up or advocating to protect these fish relatives and protect ways of life. That's who salmonpeople.org is for.
And in our, we have two more minutes here, but I wanted to ask you, it sounds like you're saying this is going to be a developing resource that it will be updated. Like if folks are like, I want to know the latest on, you know, these policies or these meetings, like this is going to be kind of a an updated hub. It sounds like folks can keep checking in on.
Yep, exactly. And it's, you know, it's really tied to our three partner organizations too, Cusco Fish Commission, AVCP, and the Yukon Fish Commission as well. And there's information and ways to get in touch with our organizations on this website too. So yeah, folks should check back to salmonpeople.org. They should also plug into to our organizations too, because we do this, we're doing this as a collective, just to amplify these voices, amplify the work that our organizations are doing and help people get more connected with us and with that work.
Great. And again, that's salmonpeople.org for folks who want to check that out. Therese, thank you so much for coming on this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning.
That was KYUK Samantha Watson talking with Therese Vicente from the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission.
This is Coffee at KYUK.